Welcome back to the second half of After News with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. Tomorrow, Cameron Rydell will be filling in, and the folks from Indiana Black Expo will be here to preview the 44th annual summer celebration of IBE. All that and a lot more on the program tomorrow. We continue bringing you, yeah, I know it's June. Yeah, I know it's getting ready to be 90 degrees outside, but it'll be cool. Before you know it, school will have started before you know it, and it'll be election time before you know it. So we're just trying to get you all used to the idea that this is an election year, including for the countywide offices, which include sheriff and prosecutor and county clerk. The Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk is Christine Bischoff, and she joins me live. Christine, welcome.
Thank you, Amos. It's so good to be here.
It's glad to be here. Why are you running?
Well, I'm running because I really have a heart of service, and I want to give back to the city of Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last time you were on this program, you lived down in beautiful Franklin Township, where Chris hangs out.
That's right.
And you had gotten involved in a grassroots effort because y'all was upset down there because the school system was trying to charge an arm and three left legs to have kids ride the school bus to the Franklin Township schools, which are some of the best schools in this state.
That's right. I was actually really issue-driven. It's what got me outside of my household and into the community. Mm-hmm. I wanted to help the students who didn't have resources and couldn't get to school to make sure that they had a way to school because every child should be able to go to public school.
What kind of background and experiences would you bring to the county clerk's office if the people of Indianapolis and Marion County elect you, since this is an open seat and the incumbent is not can't run again constitutionally?
Well, the joke is I'm a computer geek, but the reality is I love computers. I love data and everything to do with them. I've been in the industry since I was a teenager and computers first came out on the personal level and was an integral part of the transitions that happened being in California in the early years of the internet. And so I'm going to bring to the table a lot of computer skills and a lot of knowledge that will help with the voting machines and the new equipment that's going to be coming in.
Now, you, I understand you're a veteran. You wore the uniform of our country and you're a mom?
Yeah, I'm a United States Marine Corps veteran. My husband's a 20-year retiree. And I'm a mom. When we had our third child, I decided to spend more time at home. And I'm just really blessed to have had that opportunity to be with my children when they were young.
If elected, what would you do differently as Marion County Clerk than what is being done now?
I'm not sure it's differently than what's being done now, but I think it's time for us to really have open communication about the voting process. And I know that there's been a lot of that communication now, and I think that as our city really changes and moves forward, it's time to have that communication about satellite voting, vote centers, versus the precinct setup that we have now. And I'm willing and really ready to get out there and have that discussion and find out what's the best avenue for us to take.
There on the discussion of voting, which in the which for many people listening is a very sensitive subject because voting is very, very important. There are people in the audience who know people who 50 years ago during the Freedom Summer, you know, who were beaten and maimed or disrespected because they stood up for their right to vote. First of all, as you're running for county clerk, do you understand that there are people in this city that feel very, very strongly about maintaining and preserving the right to vote, that they actually know people, just as you served our country in uniform and know people who suffered greatly because they served their country in uniform. There are people that in my community that suffered greatly because they stood up for the right to vote.
And it's important that we all stand up for the right to vote. I mean, it's the integral part of our system. It's important that everyone's voice is heard. If the totality of our community, of our city, does not get together and vote, then our leadership is not representative of the people. And it's important that we all speak. It's the only way to make sure that it's a fair representation of the whole city.
On early voting, that has been a controversial thing. It had been just in the clerk's office in the city county building in 2007. There were a couple of experiments with some offices outside. outside of the county clerk's office in 2008. There were those long lines at North Central High School and down in beautiful Beech Grove at Beech Grove High School, where people, you know, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, everybody was out there voting in that election. Then it kind of got restricted back. What is, if Christine Bischoff is our county clerk, what's your position going to be on early voting?
Well, I remember those lines, and I remember those lines extended all the way until Election Day at the poll sites. I think that the thing with early voting is the same problem that we have with every type of voting. It's a logistics issue of the pros and cons of how to do it, what the process is, and what kind of challenges you come up with depending on what you're doing. Now, with early voting and satellite voting in particular, one of the biggest problems is the inefficiency and the manpower it takes to staff it for a 30-day period. Mm-hmm. I think that discussion needs to be more along the lines of, you know, is this the right route to take, and are that, how many days do we need to offer that? But I think vote centers are also an interesting idea and kind of a compromise between what we have now and what the satellite voting would be. That would allow us to have fewer voting sites, so we could pick better venues, things that are safer, they have better handicap access, better access from bus stops. Mm-hmm. So I think there's pros and cons, because you can definitely come up with negatives about any of the three.
Right.
It's time to sit down and talk with the communities, because they're the ones that know what challenges they face. The people who have been working those poll sites and know what comes in the door, how the process affects them, to have a conversation with all of the communities.
Is that something we don't do, really ask the opinion of the men and women, whether they're Democrat or Republican, that have to spend those 12 to 14 hours on Election Day, saying, "Hey guys, how could we do it better? You guys are the ground troops. You're out there dealing with that." Is that something, if you're elected, you'd want to do more of?
It is. Since I've been involved with the process in Franklin Township, I try to keep in touch with my clerks and judges that are in my area and in the entire township, and I ask them after Election Day what kinds of challenges they had, and we kind of think about what are they going to need to do better and look forward to later on. To have that ability to connect with the people throughout the whole city, and then to actually make the changes that need to be made. And for me, that's where it needs to happen. There needs to be that action to make it better, to make it better for everyone to vote.
239-1310, 239-1310, South News with Amos. We're with Christine Bischoff. She is the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. Does it also mean, and I know you're a technology person, does it also mean that where in the polling place ought to have Wi-Fi ability, so that election inspector, if they need to, or that board needs to check on the accuracy of whether a voter is supposed to be there, instead of trying to call on the phone and the phone line is busy, the internet capacity where they are is such that they can get that information on a smartphone or on a laptop, because some places will have Wi-Fi if you're in a public school, if you're in a fire station. Other places in a church may not. And that's not disrespectful to the church. It just may not. Is that something? And I know the clerk has to administer the election, but the county executive, the mayor's office, has to pick the sites, which I've always thought is, wait a minute, one person's picking the sites and the other person has to implement. Is that something that we need to also take a hard look at?
Well, I'll start with the funny part of that, and that's, as a Marine, you adapt and overcome. If they tell me where I have to have a poll site, that's where we have a poll site. Now, technology can be used to help you. Not the systems for Wi-Fi doesn't have to be in the building.
Right.
You can do a cell phone card or any kind of system to help with that. The big issue with what you're talking about is an electronic poll book. And your largest issue with that is going to be security. And someone like myself who understands that kind of security, I don't need an interpreter when I'm talking to the companies that provide that software.
Right.
It allows me to make sure and to be able to then relay that information to the public that it is secure for us to have this poll book.
239-1310, 239-1310. This afternoon's name is, we're talking with Christine Bischoff. She is the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. Voting is one thing that the county clerk does, handling the paperwork of the courts is another function. And I just noticed the other day where now the public can now see online disposition of criminal court cases electronically without having to pay an arm and a leg. They were able to do that for the civil courts. In terms of looking at that paperwork function that you have to do, are there changes you can make, or you have to wait for the courts to decide this is how we're going to do it, and this is how you, again, the Marine thing, you got to implement, or you got to overcome and adapt?
Mm-hmm. I think that it is interesting, the fluctuation mm-hmm. of the system that we're in now, where some of the courts are electronic and some of them are paper. And it's caused a in my opinion, a policy issue where some things are falling through the cracks. I've toured some of the courts in the courthouse and seen actual court files just stacked up in the courtroom, mm-hmm. sometime in the deliberation room, mm-hmm. because the judges' offices are overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
Those records, if they're closed cases, need to be archived, and then they need to be destroyed. There are things that we need to do to keep our courts functional, and having paperwork just strewn across desks in the middle of an open courtroom where anyone could look at the information is not good. But yet you have to balance that with the ability to have public records access.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an interesting area, and from my observations, there's a lot of good that can be done in the courts.
There has not been in the discussion, and as we've had the candidate for sheriff and the candidate for prosecutor in, you know, we've had a brief discussion of the proposal for this justice center that would have the criminal courts, the jail kind of in one complex, but that also means that the civil courts would be in another complex. And we really have not had the conversation with either of the candidates for county clerk how you all would feel if you got one set of courts, because right now all the courts are in one building, cramped, but they're all in one building. If all of a sudden you looked and you had one set of courts in one location and another set of courts in a mile and a half away, does that put an extra burden? Is that something that whoever is the next county clerk has got to deal and adjust to?
Well, yes. I mean, anytime you have change, you have the opportunity for there to be problems that arise. But there are a couple of court systems that aren't in the building. One's juvenile court.
That's right. Yeah.
So there's already some processes in place for the clerks to be able to communicate back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in our era of technology that it's not really a problem of location. It's more of a problem of the exact same thing we had with the vote centers and mm-hmm. the satellite voting. What are the pros and cons of this justice center, and will it really benefit the city?
239-1310. 239-1310 is afternoon's name. So now the records of the court, that's one thing. The voting is another thing. One of the other things that impacts the county clerk is child support. You mentioned that you're a mom. Would being a mom give you an extra insight in those problems to make sure that, you know, the paperwork is moving, so if the responsible dad is paying, he gets proper credit right away and he's not getting a notice saying you owe when he's got records that say he pays, and that the money is going to the mom when the mom has heard from the responsible dad that he paid and she's still looking for the check?
Yeah. Protecting children, their interests especially, is a passion of mine. It's what got me started with the bus situations in Franklin Township. Mm-hmm. And I have a very passionate connection with child support as well. My mother was a single mother, and mm-hmm. she was not able to get the records and the dollars that she was awarded by the court. I myself am a mom of a blended family. My oldest daughter's father's still in the military, and so he pays child support to me. I've been on both sides mm-hmm. of that as a child and then as a parent. And so it's something I'm passionate about, making sure that every child gets every dollar they were awarded.
239-1310. 239-1310. It's afternoon's name. So let me go to the phones. And Pierre, hi there.
Oh, good. Good afternoon, Amos and Ms. Bischoff. I have some advice, and then I have a question. The advice I would give you, Ms. Bischoff, is, you know, I'm a Democrat, and like I tell everybody, I'm not in the business of giving Republicans advice on how to win elections. This year's different because Democrats, I was a candidate, and they like to humiliate people who run against the party. So my thing is, like I told the other Republican candidates who are African-American for this year around, if you guys want to be competitive, if you want to win, you got to run in the black community. You got to get in there. You got to campaign. You got to press the flesh. You got to go to the black expo. You got to talk to people. And you got to let people know that you're going to be honest. Because when you take over that office, you're going to find that there's some some problems with that office. And I would hope that under Ms. Bischoff, we don't have missing court files, okay? Amos knows about an issue I've called in before that we apparently have vote totals that aren't posted on the Marion County Clerk's site. Now, Ms. Our present clerk wasn't the clerk at that time, but I believe that's important, and I like to see vote totals posted on our website. Now, the question I would ask you, and like I said with Amos earlier, we're not gonna have any problems with missing court files under Christine Bischoff, are we?
Oh, no. Data integrity is one of my other passions other than helping children. I think that data is important, and I think that the fact that it is in that it is kept safe and secure and accessible is key to any kind of a system that runs off of records like the court system does. So, no, there's no way you would have lost court files. And if you did, I would be standing, too, right in front of you, finding out what the solution would be to fix that.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. And if you find any funny stuff down there when you take over, I would hope that you would get to the bottom of it. And if you have to go and ask the FBI to look into it, I would hope that you would do that. And I want to thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate it, Pierre. 239-1310. 239-1310. Got an email at praiseindy.com. Praiseindy.com. What type of relationship does she plan to have with the employees? Is she open to listen to the employees and make changes, improvements where necessary?
Well, an integral part of the clerk's office is management of those employees. It's a very large department, and so there are a lot of levels of management there. Being able to talk to those people is so important. One of the things that I want to do when I first come in is start to ask questions. I want to shadow. Mm-hmm. I want to find out what people are doing, why they're doing it, and find out what we can do to do things better. But the vast majority of the people who work in that office now are well-intentioned, very smart, and work hard. And I don't see any reason why they wouldn't continue to work.
239-1310 also got a text message at 37890, keyword Amos, 37890, keyword Amos. What was her rank in the Marines? Firing a rifle is no qualification to be an executive. Now, I realize every Marine all the way up to the commandant is a rifle person. You say rifleman, I'm going to say rifle person first, but you just mentioned that the clerk's office is a big enterprise. It's got a lot of people. What qualifications do you have to be able to manage that kind of enterprise?
Well, in the Marine Corps, I was not in for very long. I was medically discharged for an injury. So I got out as a Lance Corporal. Mm-hmm. Now, my husband, on the other hand, did a lot of management in all of his years, and he retired as a Gunnery Sergeant. Mm-hmm. Not that I had his experience, but I was right there along with him and talking with him about his experiences like I always have been. I also managed my own small business. Mm-hmm. I ran a successful business in the computer industry for many years. And I think not to discount the work of a mother at home, but I do a lot in my community. I do a lot with my family. There's a lot of management and time management involved in that. Those skills are very strong with me. And when you look at community activism, you're finding volunteers and mm-hmm. you're getting them excited and you're directing them and you're obtaining a goal that is even harder than when you are paying an employee to attain a goal. So I do have that experience in the community activism.
Plus, I was told gunnies, they run the Marine Corps anyway. 239-1310. 239-1310 with Christine Bischoff. You talked, going back into what you said at the beginning in terms of communication in the voting process. From what you've seen, what information is lacking? What do folks in Marion County really need to know and understand about the process? Is it knowing in enough time where you need to vote? Is it understanding in enough time checking whether you're properly registered to vote? Is it remembering that if you moved, you really need to tell voter registration that you moved to cut down the possibility of a hassle on election day?
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of communication that needs to go out other than just discussing what the process is going to be. It's making sure people know when the election day is, where they go to vote. and any particulars they need about how to be prepared when they walk in the door.
Is it also because we here in this county have gone through a lot of changes? You know, we had all the precincts renumbered. Mm-hmm. We had all the precincts redrawn. There's still a lot of confusion as to where you vote in polling place. How important is signage on election day? Not the signage of the candidates, because you can get overwhelmed by that, but just the signage that said, this is the polling place, this is the polling place number, here's the map. You know, how important is that kind of signage as opposed to the 500 signs you got to pass through to get to the front door of the polling place?
Well, I can give you a specific example of that, mm-hmm. and that is in Franklin Township, when they did do the no busing for the year, they right. had a tremendous amount of car traffic through the schools. And so that year they said that we could no longer use the schools as poll sites. And it was in the middle of all of that renumbering. And so people were confused. They did not know where they were supposed to be. And a lot of the work that was done inside the poll sites in my township was redirecting people to make sure they went to the right place to vote. Signage is critical to make sure that people know where it's at. It's got to be accurate. It's got to be visible. And it's got to be effective in where it's placed.
Does it also need to have better signage, polling place this way? We're so used to the yard signs during a campaign, and the parties and the candidates spend, it's not huge amounts of money, but they spend a lot of effort doing that, and there's only one little yard sign that says polling place instead of, hey, your polling place is down that way. Is some of this just basic common sense to think?
Well, signage is important. It's important all around. I mean, right. they do important signage changes inside my church just so people who are visitors know where they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And it's the same concept. A lot of times, though, Amos, those yard signs that all the candidates put out are a clear indicator that that's a poll site.
Yeah.
So that's a nice way to do that. But, yes, the clerk's office should make sure people know. And signage may not be the only way. It may be through better mail.
Mm-hmm. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. We're with Christine Bischoff. She is the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. As you've gone around the county and started and talked to people, are they starting to dial in on this election, or are we still worrying about, you know, will USA win another soccer game tomorrow? Oh, doggone it, our Pacers didn't do well.
Well, a lot of the people that I've talked to, especially preparing for the primary, are mm-hmm. very excited about the ability to really get into the clerk's office and shake things up and mm-hmm. make some changes. But in general, what I've found over the summer is people are still a little not thinking about the politics. And I think it's just wonderful what you're doing to help spur people to remember this is important and it's coming.
Let me go to Teresa at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just want to ask the lady. She sounds good to me, but I have a basic question, if she don't mind. What is her faith? Is she a Buddhist, an atheist, a Christian, a Muslim, or what? What does she believe in? Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Thank you so much. I'm a Lutheran, and I'm definitely Christian, and I believe in Jesus Christ, and I'm just really proud of that. And God, I hope, will work through me for the city.
239-1310, 239-1310 with Christine Bischoff. She is the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. Now, is this the first time you've run for something?
No, I'm currently a Franklin Township board member.
Okay, so you're on the township board.
Yeah, that came out of the issue that I got involved in. It got me out into the community, and I decided to step out and see if that kind of service would suit me. And I have enjoyed being able to represent people, and I hope to be able to continue that.
Our standard closing question with all of the candidates is, if people want more information about your campaign, she is Christine Bischoff. She is running for she is running for county clerk. She is the Republican candidate for that office. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, the website is easy, christinebischoff.com.
All right. That's simple.
Spelling Bischoff might be harder, so let me do that.
Okay.
It's Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, and Bischoff, B as in boy, I-S-C-H-O-F-F. And I would love to go ahead and give my cell phone number out. And if anyone wanted to call me, my number is 332-8811.
Let me go to Lisa at 239-1310. Hi there. Lisa?
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I would like to know what kind of changes are you going to be doing for child support, not only for women, but there are men out there that are raising children. So I would like to know, what are you going to be doing? Because there are certain mothers that don't pay child support, that are just hanging about. So,
well, my ability, Lisa, to affect child support would be in the administration of its being delivered. So there would have to be a court award for that. At that point, I would do everything I could to make sure a child got his money. And I would definitely dig in deep into the system and find out who wasn't paying and how we could make that change so that the children can get the support they need.
Yeah, one of the things in talking to people over the years about this issue is going back to communication, that the communication between states that deal with child support, between counties that deal with that, it's not as electronic as it ought to be. It's not as sophisticated as it ought to be. If you're elected, is that something, working with other county clerks, working with other states to try to improve that? Because it seems to me, if we got a society where you can hook in electronically and order stuff electronically and money moves through the speed of light, why this cannot work electronically?
I agree completely. We should be able to communicate better with the other states and make sure that it's easier to find people and where they're working and be able to acquire the funds for the children. I, of course, have an across-state relationship with my ex, who is still in the military. So, and then at that point, you have international sometimes if you have military personnel. So it's important that all of those systems work together.
She is Christine Bischoff. She is the Republican candidate for Marion County Clerk. She's got a website, Christine Bischoff, and the last part of the name is BISCHOFF.com. And she can give out her number, 332-8817, 332-881. Did I get it?
Nope, 332-8811.
8811. All right, don't call the other one there. 332-8811, 332-8811. Christine Bischoff from beautiful – see, Chris is just so happy just to see home folk all the way up here downtown. Thanks very much for being with us. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Amos.